of us follow family customs, or perhaps we follow the accepted social norms. A lot of us go to church because our grandpa and our grandma went to that particular church. We don't know the mission of the church. We just go to the church because our mama or our grandma or somebody went there. And you've heard people say that. Why you go to that church? Oh, I just go there because that's where we go. That's where our family been going for generation to generation. But nobody can tell you why they going. Amen? Think about that for a minute. But all of us are following something. Here is a simple rule, and the most important rule. A successful servant of God follows God. Amen? I need to say that again. A successful servant of God follows God's word and his ways. Amen? What does it take to follow God? This is not a rocket science experience. Let me tell you what it takes to follow God. Do what he says. You know, we make things so complicated. All we got to do is do what God said, and our life will be better. Successful servants serve where they are. You don't have to go halfway around the world to people in need. All you have to do is look at the person next to you. Develop a servant's mentality. Have a determination to serve, commit, and follow God by doing what he says. And start serving today right where you are. Think about that. You can serve in your community right where you are. You got homeless people. You got people that might need to be fed. You got people that might need to, you got older people in the community that might need somebody to come by and say, how you doing? Find out who's living in your community. Find out what they might need. It takes you a little extra energy, but do that. Find out what's going on in your neck of the woods, as my pastor say. Don't just live in a neighborhood and don't know what's going on in there. Amen? Look out for one another. Amen. That's all part of being a servant. You don't have to have a big stage. You can be a servant right in your front yard. Amen? A servant attitude. Servants are humble in lowness of mind, each esteeming others better than ourselves. Genuine humility is not talking or griping how low you are. It's about elevating other people. Servant leaders are about developing and showcasing others. Amen? So you should always want to make somebody else look good. Because do you know one thing? If you make them look good, you're going to look good. Amen? I learned that in the military. If I wanted my troops to make me look good, I had to make them look good. I had to praise them, elevate them, thank them, be kind to them. And in turn, they are going to do what you want them to do. And you don't have to lord it over their heads, but your unit can be made to look good by how you treat the people in your unit. Amen? Same thing in families. If you want your family to look good, you do the right thing. You say the right thing. You be the right person in that family, and you will always be elevated. I have a prime example with us, me and my siblings. My dad is dead, and he's been dead quite a while. But everybody in town knows who my dad was, and when they see us, they go, those are Iron Jaw children. You know why? Because we got qualities like our dad. People know us just because our dad was an upstanding person in the community. He didn't do everything right. He wasn't flawless, but he was a man of his word. And his word was his bond. My dad always said, your word is your bond. And my dad's word is his bond. Because right now, we go in the community and everybody knows our dad. And they always say, are we Iron Jaw children? That's because we got qualities like our dad. In conclusion, the purpose of servanthood is so God can reach others through our hands. It's come from 2 Corinthians 9, 12, and 13 for all you people that are following the Bible. The Bible says that the service we provide not only meets needs, but expresses thanks to God and leads others to praise God. The Bible also says that service builds up the body of Christ. Amen. Christianhood does not come without responsibilities. Let us always be mindful of our intentions when we pursue perform, and accomplish anything in life, be it a short plan or a strategic project. We only become great when the intention is pure and real. To love God and neighborhood, to love God and neighbors, to serve God and our neighborhoods, in Jesus' name. So those are the qualities to being a good servant. Amen. I hope you learned. I hope you wrote down some notes to remember. Servanthood is a good thing, and God desires all of us to become effective servants. Amen. I like to use the word effective because effective means there will be a result. If you're doing it the right way, there is always going to be a result. If you're just doing it for show and platform and your own stuff, people will soon forget your name. Amen. Be blessed.
Good morning. I'm Minister Fanny Reed. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning with the spirit of humility, giving you thanks, honor, and glory. We ask you right now to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning because you say give thanks in all things, because everything's worked together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, we thank you this morning that for the message this morning, God. Teach us how to serve the Creator and not the creature, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. We thank you today, God, for your blood that you shed on Calvary Cross, your blood that covers everything and keep the enemy away from our doorposts. So I release the blood this morning, the blood of Jesus, over all of us, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. The blood of Jesus that never loses power nor its stain, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, you put all things under the feet of Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all of us. We are dead to trespasses and sins, but you made us alive. Christ is our peace. We are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of faith. Jesus is our cornerstone. Father, you want us to grow up to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flows through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. May we be filled with the knowledge of your will and our wisdom and spiritual understanding. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. We have a complaint against, if we have a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave us, so we also must forgive others. Above all things, we put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule and reign in our hearts, to which also we were called to one body, and we are thankful. Full of belief, confident that we are presentable inside and out, we keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. Father, you always keep your word. You watch over your word to perform it. You say you're not the God, the lie, nor the son of man, that you need to repent. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. Now we will see how inventive can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but leaning and encouraging each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching, in Jesus' name. Since we are all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, we will stay together. Because where there's unity, there is strength. Where there's unity, we can get something done, both outwardly and inwardly. We have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father for all. God say all souls belong to him, and he wish that none shall perish. God don't see us but one way as a soul of his, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything we think and do is brought on by oneness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit to pray for one another, keeping our eyes open, our ears, and keeping each other's spirits up, so that when one fall behind or drop out, we can all come together and pull them up. Also, we pray for our spiritual leaders, that they will know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time. We are one in the bond of love, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Father God, we want you to show us your divine purpose in our lives, because you say we all have a purpose, in the name of Jesus. We all have visions, in the name of Jesus. So God, we ask you, dear Lord, help us, O gracious Father, to not be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in spirit, your Holy Spirit, that we might be more affectionate in our prayers and to be obedient to you. Father God, you say if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. In the name of Jesus, we want to serve your divine purpose, Lord, and do what is good and right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, allow us, dear Lord, to live in your light and the love that you have for us. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom. Show us how to live a life of constant praise to you. Bless Jesus Christ's holy name, in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. We thank you today that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, lenders and not borrowers. The years the palmer won, the caterpillar, the cake, and local has eaten up, has already been restored back to us. We thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, God. You say we are blessed. The years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the canker, and locust have eaten up has been restored back to us. You told us in Galatians that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. For poverty, you gave us wealth. For death, you gave us eternal life. And for sickness, you gave us health. So we thank you today, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you today. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just lift your name up. You say, if you be lifted up.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary.